know, I realize I have to follow the picture of Bartholomew, like, here. But it always kind of looks... He's always, like, he's looking down at me like, you're not playing me, right?
He's always slightly disappointed in you.
Yeah, I'm getting that, too. So it's not just me. All right.
Yeah.
He's not necessarily known as your best character. It's not the one the kids and the fans are raving about, I guess you could say.
No, I who cares about the fans? I mean, the character himself is like judging me. This is not how this
is. Oh, bite your tongue. We're live recording. We care about you fans. Ryan doesn't. He's just a schmuck.
Oh, I care, but Bartholomew is chewing up much more of this ego than anything else.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Is that how it's going down?
It's been down.
Right. It's always been this way.
Thank you, Jay. Jay gets it.
I think Jay's going to be extra nice to everybody for a while, you know? No reason. Keep me alive. Let my samurai come back and get XP. Because he's off the reservation, ladies and gentlemen. He's off the grid. What happened to our fly samurai? Hello, everyone. And welcome to another exciting episode of Dice Before Dishonor. We took a little detour. We gave you a couple of bonus episodes, Dice Before Dishonor Echoes of Honor, where we started in on a Pathfinder Society adventure called Lion's Justice. Now, I'm telling you, this happens on the same day Crownfall starts, and the events do come to a head. You will literally see these 7th level characters enter a room where the party has been and sort of... You ever see those movies where they show you an entire scene and then half an hour later they show you the same scene from a completely different perspective? That's what you're going to see. And you will not see this anywhere else. I don't think any other War for the Crown podcast live stream is actually bothered to lay in this extra material. So thank you for joining us. We are streaming to our Twitch channel at twitch.tv/GMSCut, GMSCut. If you want to talk to us directly, that is the place to be. Quick shout out to Brian in the Park, Mike Hunt. Yes, I interviewed a guy called Michael Hunt, and he was really cool about the Porky's reference. Really. Now, what am I talking about? We have several shows, ladies and gentlemen. We have Attack of Opportunity, where I have the distinct pleasure of actually interviewing, when we ran the cast and music providers, other content creators like ourselves, and even people that are doing the same streams and the same content that we're doing, and we love to learn about them and talk about them, and you know, reveal their secrets to you. We have several shows up. And if you have a favorite show, thank you so much for watching and listening. But I'm telling you now, if you watch and listen to every one of our shows, there are crossovers. Imagine watching just the Avenger movies without watching Ant-Man or the Thor movies and all the private jokes that build. No, this is not a plug to try and get more listeners to watch like every little thing we do. I'm just saying those that watch and listen to our entire feed, The Mummy's Mask, War for the Crown, are one shot at evil. There are things, there are jokes, and there are characters that cross over. For example, did you know that Fafal, played by Aidan Williams tonight, actually started 2 years ago in the year 4715 in Mummy's Mask and vanished? And you know something specific about his character that a regular Dice Before Dishonor listener may not know. And if not guaranteed, but if and when that comes into play and something happens to Fafal, it's not like you're getting gypped by not listening to that stuff. There's just a little bit of deeper content. We sometimes cross over characters. We try to keep things relevant. 4715 was Mummy's Mask. 4717 is Dice Before Dishonor, where we are now. And 4719 is Pathfinder 2nd Edition, Age of Ashes, 2 years in the future, where someone like, oh, I don't know, Theon Sr., played by Frank Hamilton here, the dwarf that works for the Pathfinder Society, his own son has come down from the mountain with a bunch of brew-loving dwarves in Age of Ashes. Things like that. Little nuggets. Little, ooh, these guys kind of thing moments that we're going for. I'm just saying there's a bigger picture. But tonight, you are here for three cavaliers, one fly samurai, and the schmoogiest sylph that ever schmoozed. Fall. Gentlemen, we're going right back to the moment I left you, not in Echoes of Honor, but three cavaliers and no samurai. In a basement. In someone's underground safe house miles from where we have no idea. You guys teleported, started mulling around dark rooms, upsetting your pet wolf, and what do you do as soon as you find like 100-year-old whiskey? You drink it, of course. So I'm gonna pull up a map and we're gonna go to a scene where three cavaliers and a tag along are sharing a glass of the finest Taldarian whiskey, excuse me, worth over 75 gold pieces a bottle, and mulling over their situation. Gentlemen, what do you do?
Enjoy it.
Oh, yeah, you kidding me? The wolf's like in a chair, got a bowl, just looking at you, looking at the bottle, looking down, you know, like, you know, Barkley's down. Seriously, are they going to serve me? Why aren't they serving me? Why aren't they serving me now? You know, that's Barkley's cue on it.
You know, I'll kind of stir it in the glass and mull it over, take a sip. Comrades, seems we've jumped out of the fire and possibly into the cauldron. This has got to be some kind of a safe house or something. There's got to be a way out. Supplies, something. If we're going to dedicate ourselves to searching, we should do so thoroughly. Never know what maybe we might need. We don't want to leave anything too important behind. So
Frank really does not like the searching and lack of taking 20 in second edition. I think this is
I do not.
He is back in first edition, where he's very happy.
I'm at familiar ground now.
That's right. That's right.
Anyway.
As you were saying,
enjoy this calm while we can. I'm sure trying times are ahead. And I'll take another drink. What's our plan?
As usual, you are quite right, my lord. If you'll excuse me, I will hold off on the pleasantries and continue searching.
So you're not drinking, Fafal?
No. Fafal's not going to drink.
Okay. Did you guys pour one out for him?
Sandwich was in charge. I'm sure he distributed it equally.
I'm just saying, if you move, Barkley's on that shit, like...
That's fine.
All right.
Come now, Fafal's unbearded. We've poured ourselves a drink, and he knows his place.
Oh. All right. Well, speaking of where you are, can you guys all see the map?
Yep. I can. Yep. Yes.
All right. Drawing us up to the northern room in the top west corner, I shall place your characters. Whoops. Eventually. Oh, we're all here somewhere.
Semish.
Looks like the set for Cheers.
Semish, you're part of the Stavian line, are you not?
Distantly. So much so that you could easily say that my blood is too watered down to hold any mantle of responsibility.
Do you guys know how serious hero points are in this game?
Yeah, they're
in first edition, they're really gross.
Yeah.
Matt, if you sing me the Cheers with different lyrics to suit your situation, anyone, change the lyrics. I don't want to hear original lyrics, but if you can change the lyrics to original Cheers to suit the situation, I will give you all a hero point.
Man.
How does Cheers start?
We're sitting away in a dungeon here, wondering where to go.
There we go.
The lights are off and we can't see, but this is what we know.
All right, hero point for Frank. Somebody take it. Come on. Come on. Frank's got a hero point. Let's go, boys. Improv, live stream. Let's go. Come on. Anybody? I'll even give Jay one because he never says.
I want to take a shot. We got a shot together.
Come on. Wouldn't you like to get away?
Wouldn't we want to take a shot together? Nope.
All right. We'll put this to rest, but we'll come back to it. We'll come back to it.
I want to go where everyone's gone away.
Trying to get back to the XP today. Nicely done. All right. Now, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt, something coming up, Jay, but sorry, only Frank gets the hero point regained. You think you guys have to level in this edition to like get them back? Is it burnt?
I think in first edition, if you did something super awesome, you still got a hero point. Mm-hmm. But typically, you only get them when you level.
They get restored on your level. Yes.
Yeah.
And they go filled up to your brim. Mm.
It's fall.
So we should all have like 3 hero points.
I don't think I'm going to be that nice. Anyway.
Well, rules as written.
So, no. That's second edition, dude. Welcome back to first edition. A single hero point.
I don't even have a hero points category on my character sheet.
Well, that's your fault. Anyway, moving on.
Photoshop is your friend.
Fafal is going to explore. Are you looking for new doors or going back the way you came?
go back the way that I came, you know, really cover the ground, make sure everything's good. And then from there, if I don't find anything, continue on. So.
Okay.
Taking 20 on perception, that's a 22. So I'm going to be scouring the rooms with a fine tooth for fall.
Sorry, you say back the way we came?
Yes.
Okay. Now, for some reason, there's no door on this wall. There is an actual corridor. All right. Now, I took this as a typo because I've been racking my brain for a reason. Why would they, you know, why would they map out? Because it's not like a secret door. You know what I mean? Like, why would they map out, you know, without the actual door? So didn't find anything in the adventure. So, you know, guys, just assume there's a door there.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Assumption made.
Okay.
Boom. Word.
The first thing you'll notice in both rooms is this panel on the wall, right by the doorways. Little flat panel embedded in like a little frame.
Beep, 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 beep.
No, not numbers. Just a blank sort of opaque piece of metal.
Odd. Well, I'll give it a press.
Okay.
And so your next character.
Yeah. And then oh no.
Joke's on you. His name's Fafal too.
Oh no.
But three A's.
Fafal.
Everything's
how you tell the difference.
Oh jeez.
Eventually the name will evolve into falafel.
Into what?
Falafel.
Manomana.
Matt, stop spoiling to, you know, everybody what I'm planning on doing.
Is everybody cool with him just wandering off, you guys? Because we're gonna get into some serious, shall we say, confusing shenanigans. He starts playing with these. So what the rest of you guys have to say about your personal predicament at the moment?
I'm talking with Samish, actually, about the recent turn of events, with having our leading hierarchy kind of going insane.
What are we using for light source in this room now that Fafal's strolled off?
My eyes.
Then let me rephrase that. What am I using as a light source?
Two of you guys don't have dark vision. The half-orc does, and the sylph does, right?
So we should...
I thought I had low light, but not dark.
We should probably on light first, because it's hard to pour a good drink.
You guys did solve that earlier. I believe someone had a token spell or a basic ability...
Yes, Fafal does, and he cast it on Gilded Varth, I believe.
Yeah, actually, yeah, that
shield
right.
Or no, not shield. Like, yeah, no, you guys solved your light problem right away. Now, this ability, is it like a minor spell? Is it like, you know, like, is there?
Yes, 0-level cantrip.
Yeah, so
it's going to last a minute,
2 minutes, or 20 minutes. Sorry, 10 minute per level.
Okay. Oh, never mind.
So let's assume you guys 20 minutes to get to the room. You search this room. He relit it for 20 minutes. He had your drink and is polite enough to relight it a third time before he wanders off. Yeah. So starting now, you got 20 minutes or you got to go find your manservant again to, like, you know, goose you with some light. Fair enough?
Sure. And okay. I will, you know, we're up in the bar room, so we might as well give that a thorough searching.
Okay.
Take 20 for the guys that can see in the dark. And I will, all right, continue to keep the libations flowing.
Let's revisit some classic descriptions here. So for you guys in the bar room, a wooden counter is jutting out from the northwest corner of this 30 by 30 foot chamber. There are open cabinets of dusty liquor and bottles that stand behind the bar, while one cabinet remains tightly sealed with a visible lock. And I believe Sir Bartholomew gave it a rattle, but you guys hadn't managed to break it because you don't really have much gear or tools. There are three tables adjacent with chairs fill much of this bar room, and you guys are sitting at one table. There are portraits of posing nobles and historical scenes adorn the walls, though much are faded with age. And there are the doors you came in to the south, not marked on the map, and to the east, which we have yet to touch. Searching around the one shot, we found some bottles of whiskey and decided to, like, well, let's have a drink and, you know, and sort this out. Now that you guys got some decent something in your tummy, and start crawling around. There isn't much else of interest in this room, unless you guys would like to actually possibly successfully recognize anything on those paintings with a knowledge nobility check or history check, gentlemen.
I think I will kind of give a cursory look over each one of the paintings using taking a 10. It'll get me an 18, just a casual glance.
Okay. Casually, you do notice there's a theme going on here. Each portrait on the wall represents someone notable or a scene that had been chronicled by Taldor's fourth army of exploration.
Be the most recent.
Mm. Do we remember what the armies of explorations were?
Depending on which era you're speaking of, you could be talking about the Silver Campaign or the third campaign of expansion.
Much like our actual historical Rome, they put an army together, they picked a direction, they marched, they conquered, went, mine! Made a colony, and eventually became more Rome. Taldor did this several times. I believe 6, if memory serves me, Jay? It was about 6
well,
armies?
Actually,
I do think it's 6, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
As I look through, yes, Articles of Expansion, yes. This one here is clearly where the first army pushed north through what was, I believe this is the River Kingdoms, if memory serves, reaching the western borders of Iboria. And was that 2009? Yes. Interesting. These pictures do tell a history.
If I hadn't already given you a hero point and notably known that you probably Googled that shit, but still. Come on, man. The guy, while we were chatting, the guy pulled it up and pulled it out of his ass. So kudos to you, sir. Nicely done. Meanwhile, Fafal, Aiden, you backtrack to the last room or are you going through to a new one?
Backtrack to the last room with the beds and the bathroom.
Right. So faded wallpaper lines this wall. Now, you gotta wonder, who bothers to wallpaper a dungeon? Okay. Now, being a sylph, the taking 10, I'll give you one for free. You can sense just from airflow and the smell that you're underground. You just feel it. It's in you.
Yeah.
So why would they wallpaper a dungeon? You got to wonder. Knowledge, local, or history. Anyway, wallpaper lines this 30 by 30 foot room. Peeling at the seams, 6 beds line the western wall, each pristinely made but caked in a thick layer of dust. 8 wooden closed lockers line the northeastern corner of the room. 2 exit the room, 1 to the north, 1 to the east. And I believe you guys flipped the cabinet, like did a cursory, like a really quick search. You know what I mean? You didn't get very thorough, but you're like, oh, we'll try and open some, you know, like we peeked indoors, we found a bathroom, you guys lift some lids, didn't really find anything and kind of moved on. Right? Or did you guys went, let's just try to get out of here?
Oh, we did a cursory search. I don't think we spent a lot of time.
Okay. No, yeah, we were just going to do a lay of the land.
Now, if you guys hadn't put this in your kit, all right, there was a locker that contained a grooming kit, a moth-eaten change of clothes, and a simple hand mirror, which I'm pretty sure somebody scooped.
Yeah,
the rest are empty. And I think it was Fafal that actually, the first time, was the guy that scored. I know someone's going to get up in my grill about X number of episodes
so
ago. Oh, well, this is what you try. This is what happens when you try to pull off a network. I mean, I do apologize. Too many rule systems floating around in our head. And we actually have the audacity to bring Rob Hammond on soon for Starfinder. We are auditioning Philip Trout for Pure Steam edition. And we have Jarrett Mercer, our intern, has already proven his chops as a DM playing second edition on his own homebrew world. And we are seriously contemplating getting him set up for his own show with a brand new story and a brand new continent on his homebrew world, but playing second edition Pathfinder alongside our brand new YouTube hit show, Age of Ashes. And I use hit show as in like in our terms and like, oh my God, like that's a lot of hits and views for us. Not necessarily the, you know, the world, but, just saying. But our number one podcast, you're looking at it. Dice Before Dishonor. So, searching. Taking the 10, taking the 20, Aiden?
Taking the 20.
What would one say between taking 10 and taking 20? Now, taking 20 in a single square is 2 minutes. We're in a 30 by 30 room. But if you want to be sure, and I mean seriously sure, and you spend 2 minutes a square and multiply it out, it might take you, let's say, several castings if you didn't have your eyes
all
in your
day.
but logically, you would start where?
Start with the cabinets, right, and then the beds.
Right, not the center of the room. You're gonna search squares that have objects. Then you're gonna worry about the secret panel that's loose or the ceiling. You know, you're going to start with objects. Okay.
Yeah.
So 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, about 20 squares at 2 minutes. Okay. It's not horrible long time. You probably joined by the others or, you know, people moving off into the rooms. We'll get to that. Before you ransack, take 20, and inside one of the mattresses sewn into the comforter. Sorry, not the mattress. Sewn into the comforter of the fourth bed from the north. So if you look at the map, it's the green one. See, we have brown ones and purple ones, but there's only one green one. Even the artist subtly going, look here in this comforter. Sewn into the comforter is an inelegant, as in like very boring, brass key. But they sewed it into the fabric. You find it first by feel, tossing things aside, and then something hard, crunchy. What is that? Hmm? Black light? No, no, not that kind of situation. Rip it open and voila, you find a key. Now, not a terrible amount of time, but some time spent, okay? I would think the guys are calling for light. So by the time you find this key, they're going, dude, bring us some more Kato. Maybe you want to cast a couple simultaneously, right? Back in the other room, what's our situation here?
Well, I think we would have tried to break into the shelf, right?
Motivated. And during this time, we'd take the opportunity to actually talk with Samish.
Okay. Tell him he's wrong. It was actually 8 expeditions.
No, particularly the fact that our whole bureaucracy is kind of falling apart.
Oh, yes, yes. No, gentlemen, by all means, if you have roleplay about the terrible slaughter that's going upstairs while you're having a freaking drink and your empire falls around you, what kind of freaking knights are you? Yeah, that's cool. I'm cool with that. You go ahead.
I'm not a knight.
That's true. You're fine.
I'm mourning the loss of the country bumpkin guy. What was his name?
Calbio.
Calbio, yeah.
You sound heartbroken.
He was my friend.
What was his name?
He was my friend.
Such sadness.
What's his name?
Much depressed.
A? Was it a B?
Personally, I don't care, but Winston's upset.
I care.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Blowing bubbles into his whiskey.
So while Samish and Bartholomew are both, like, reefing, like, imagine we have one of our play swords, like, jammed into the door, and we're like, on three. 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 Hadouken.
You're talking about the cabinet with the lock?
Yeah, yeah, we're trying to pry the bad boy open. But in the meantime, that doesn't stop us from having civilized conversation.
No, please do. Pull up the lock.
Samish, your family.
Yes. Monsters, apparently. Thank God the blood, as I was saying, was a bit watered down by the time they got to Blackwater.
Right, but by your hold, you... What I'm trying to say is the Dunedain have held strong to the Stavian lines for many centuries.
Did you just screw up your own last name? I thought it was Dunedain.
Dune. It's always been Dunedain.
Oh, okay. My apologies.
Has the DM always been fucking up my last name?
Hmm. Yes.
Yeah, what are the odds? Okay, fine. Apologies. Moving on. If you play the odds, yeah, that's on me. I'm sorry. I too can't grant a hero point for me fucking up, but if something weird comes up, Ryan, I will give you the benefit of the doubt in this session.
When the guards come to attack the Dunedains,
we start whining about gray hair in the rules. It's Doodle, not Dunnel. They're the other county. Yeah, okay. Right. I'll remember that part. Can you imagine that? We have a warrant for arrest for the half-orc. No, half-human. Doodle, no Dunnel. Oh, sorry to bother you, sir, and they'll move on. Yeah, I'm sure that's going to happen.
It's all in the fine print.
Not that kind of doubt. Sorry. Please continue. I'm so sorry.
You know, as we're sitting there kind of heaving on this lock, you know, using whatever we can have at hand, you know, our light one-handed weapon, I think we were allowed. Oh, yeah. And I'm sure your family's fealty will be rewarded. There's no way that being associated with the Stefians will bite you on the ass now, will it?
Well, actually, we're disgraced. The last head general had a disagreement with my father. I'm sure you're aware of that.
Well, trivialities. I try not to hang on to the past too tightly.
No, it's not that really would, I think, stipend our friendship. I mean to get to the point that our household has roughly 500 horsemen, and I would pledge them to your blade.
Oh. Oh, my. Well, if I were one to claim a throne or something like that, you know, I would be appreciated. But I think Taldor's line is probably going to be spoken for. Once this despot has been overthrown, I'm sure his daughter will step right up. And she's got a much stronger claim.
Samish, then. What I mean to say is, as a general.
Oh, much appreciated.
You would have my loyalty, as with my family's.
Then I will try to not squander those resources. I appreciate that. Clap him on the shoulder. Now, as the first man to pledge fealty, throw your back into it.
Yes, my lord.
So, talking about hardness, hit points, disable device, but no break DC to force open, you know? You know, force
sounds like we win, Frank. Sounds like we win.
It sounds like the break DC is zero.
Well, do you guys want to whack this thing with your sword and break it? Like chop it off, you know?
Who has a sword?
I do.
Sweet.
We all do.
We all have a...
You came with like an eye patch that doubles as a sling.
I have a sling. Like, I have a wink, sling. Wink.
It's like, that was on you. You're a knight. You're going to carry like...
Yeah, I'm not going to roll around through the friggin' Senate hall with a 10-foot friggin' lance.
Donald Dagen has one. Sorry,
if I was allowed, I would.
Yeah. Put a flag on the end. It's so people know I'm here.
Oh, excuse me, is that my lance? I forget how big it is sometimes.
Samurai had the standard, you know, the pole that they wear that comes right out with the flag on it. He was rocking, no? Jay, you weren't
rocking.
Maybe
while this is all going down, I'm going to take some time.
I was quite subtle. All my stuff's already there.
Yeah, he had it smuggled in. Nice. Like a criminal.
Yeah, nice.
The honorable samurai, smuggle in my bow. I'm not allowed to have this here. It's my walking stick. You wouldn't part an old man from his walking stick, would you?
It's a family heirloom. I can't leave it in like anyone's hands.
Sir, you're 22. You know? Oh, okay.
I'll go with and aid the sylph in the other room and keep my eyes open for anything I could use as a makeshift lance. Right. Set my cup down on the floor for Barkley to finish.
So, reefing on this lock, I have a strength check, I believe, for break DC.
Yeah, so there's a quick table in the PFSRD. Breaking simple doors, 13. Good doors, 18. Strong doors, 23.
I want a good lock. And I realize I'm looking at the wrong screen. I'm looking at my PF2 screen. I got my PF1 screen.
So a small chest would be 17. A treasure chest would be 23. So right around the 20s, I'm thinking. You can agree or disagree. That's close.
So I'm aiding you or you're aiding me?
Breaking locks is usually a lot harder, though. They're like the DCs tend to be a little different for actually specifically breaking locks.
A chain is like 26. So I'll give you 25 for a lock that's this old, maybe even less. This has been down here for a long time.
So it's decrepit.
It almost sounds like it would be easier to rip the door off its hinges than to break the lock. Because I'm not very strong. I'm just average.
You guys want to maul the cabinet?
Sure. Yeah.
Well, again, I thought we were driving our swords in and then prying out.
Yeah. Go ahead.
All right.
Yeah. Give me no attack roll, just roll damage.
Yeah. Roll dams.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have a hardness, hit points. Yeah. Okay. Lord Samish gets in there, gives a huge reef, nothing. With 10 points of damage, doesn't even mar it, barely gets his sword. The tip isn't like, if it wasn't for the sort of aged crack, the tip goes in and he's not even scratching it. Dunaldagen, with a 4, you're shaming your family. 6 now, sorry. Can I have a base intelligence check or any training you guys have to do with something that, shall we say, is beyond natural physics?
We're cavaliers. We don't dabble in
knowledge that. Nobility at a higher DC.
Can I get a swim check?
No.
I'll take a 20 on that knowledge nobility check.
Rich people like to make magical things because they have lots of money. Look at my magical sword. Look at those magical drapes. I want this painting of Uncle Fester to last forever. We enchant it. This cabinet is in damn good shape for its age.
Yeah, it looks like
it is flying past both of us.
It's like,
Fall, my friend. Have you found anything of interest in here?
Yeah, the lights go out, by the way, now.
Oh, Winston, you gave me a fright. I actually found a key. Here, take a look, and I'll toss it over to him.
Okay.
Here. I think we need some light in the other room if you don't mind accompanying me for a moment.
And I'll walk in and I'll walk up to the cabinet and I'll see if the key fits.
No, no. At that point, you walk up to the cabinet. You see Lord, you see Samish. He's holding his sword like a pet, like a spear, while Bartholomew is using his sword like a hammer.
Tink, tink, tink.
Excuse me, gentlemen. My liege.
Take the key and stick it in the keyhole.
Okay.
Turn it. Does it open?
No. This brass key is not for this cabinet.
Had to try.
Walk, hand it back to the fall.
Well, what's in this cabinet is clearly not meant for us. Moving on.
Indeed.
Was that the only thing of interest you found in the bedchambers?
So far, yes.
Outside of cholera.
What? Hmm. Oh, cholera? I'm sorry. No, it does. Sorry, I got my keys mixed up.
Ah. Wait, you realize you had it upside down.
Well, it says it opens the locked bar. And yeah, sorry.
Sweet.
Click turn.
Click turn.
Uh-huh.
Wait.
Talk amongst yourself.
Maybe we should keep it closed.
Like in Skyrim, when you walk through a door, you get the loading screen.
Uh-oh. Nope. Ooh. Get your bows and arrows. We're going to be shooting a dragon through a door frame. It's like
Pulp Fiction. We open the case and this glowing light comes in.
Interesting thing about sylphs is that we actually don't use the restroom.
Are there males and females?
Just cocks his leg and farts.
Everything is missed. All right. Sorry.
I was thinking just random BS facts that, you know, pop up on the Skyrim loading page.
is that an actual, like, real fact? You don't go to the bathroom?
Because
that would be super interesting. Because, like, talk about complete, like, about this character race.
Yes, they never walk into a bathroom, hence the term pissing into the wind.
Oh,
that's why they always have that moist look.
Yeah. I'm taking back my hero point, Frank. You stay on that track, man. Taking back my hero points.
But are there villain points?
Nope. If you're the anti-hero, you just get an extra. You know, we'll discuss that in October, if and when the Hell's Vengeance podcast and live stream becomes popular enough.
Indeed.
Well, many checked out the first episode. Second, not so much. But then again, we threw in a brand new cast member who did a great job. And but you guys don't have any chemistry with. And, you know, brand new characters, first time out. You know, it was... Some of the fans did happen to message me that it was a bit awkward and clunky. It wasn't bad, but...
I blame the DM.
Yeah, it's on me.
Yeah,
I personally blame the fact that you did not have the evilest of the party members with you. I am quite struck in Jeff that you did not ask me to play with you.
Well, we got to put Joe somewhere.
Come on, guys. Keep it PG.
Keep it PG. PG-18. Sorry.
Read faster.
Door opens. We see...
Honestly, I'm not actually reading. I'm doing something else to make things happen. It talks about unlocking the bar, and then it talks about the key unlocking the cabinet. So I got a little screwed up here. Anyway, yes, it opens the cabinet.
If it's just more liquor in there.
Woohoo!
No.
You guys
find...
For a small humanoid.
You guys, when you searched the bar, you picked up a couple items that you forgot about.
Okay.
You guys found a wand and a spoon that was engraved with runes. And we went, that's neat, and played around with it. And then just kind of like, let's drink this whiskey, you know. Found it in a drawer under the bar, and we, you know, like completely forgot about it. Now you open
wand
up
wand and a spoon.
Yep. The spoon has some interesting etching, not just like filigree, but almost arcanic symbols on it. Certainly more alien unusual than some kind of family crest that your knowledge nobility even taking 10 would be kind of like, oh, you know, this is, I mean, being of...
are they druidic runes?
No, they're arcanic in nature if you had to hazard a guess, but you're not completely sure. You can tell for sure they're not regular filigree of some family crest, since you guys are sort of in the know with that sort of thing. That make more sense?
One ruin to spoon them all.
The fall knows nothing.
Give me that spoon. Roll Arcana. No?
All right. It's clearly a magic spoon.
Fall, we got a 5.
Okay. Yeah, you know, I really hate to ask this. What would you guys do with a magic spoon?
Put it in a bowl.
Eat yogurt?
Yeah. Okay. You put it in a bowl?
Sell it. Unless spoons, I feel like, are the most useless of utensils.
Seriously, Samish, are you like just shoving this thing in a bowl, like hoping it'll do something?
Well, it's a magic spoon. It goes in a bowl.
All right.
Now, the question is, does it go in a magic bowl?
Oh, that's a good question.
Anyone knows this magic is in the spoon.
That's right. And it's not a fork or spork. It's a spoon. And since you're Mr. Wiki today, you can look up a sustaining spoon of magical nature while we deal with Bartholomew shoving his green face into this cabinet. The cabinet was magically treated quite recently, a long time ago, who knows? A strange object is embedded in the back of the cabinet right into the wall. It resembles a dark crystal ball, but it's built right into the wall itself. It seems inoperable. There's no swirls. There's no, you know, Swami with the wrapped up head or anything looking back at you. There's no quarter slot for coin. But if you took an orb the size of a crystal ball, embed it in a wall so that, you know, 3/4 of it is in the wall and the hole is smaller than its actual diameter.
Yeah.
So you can't pry it. You know what I mean? Like, good luck prying this thing out. And then they built an entire cabinet around it, mounted it to the wall to keep it hidden. And there you go. Dark, dark, inert, apparently, crystal ball is all you find ball. in this magical sword-bending cabinet.
Imagine a dark crystal ball.
Yeah.
Rub it.
Okay.
Ferociously rub it.
All right. You get the sense that it's activating.
It seems
to activate, but you don't see anything. It doesn't seem to reveal any image to you at this time.
Okay. You know, sometimes it's a little slow to come around, so who am I to judge?
Mm-hmm.
Anything else? Just a crystal ball embedded in the back wall?
Yep. That's it.
Hmm. Okay.
That's all that was in the cabinet?
Yep.
Cool.
The cabinet was built around a crystal ball, which is like 3/4 in the wall, mounted. It's very strange. And it's dark. Well,
So if it's a crystal ball, then you're supposed to see something in it. It's locked, so they don't want you to see what's there.
So clearly it's broken.
We should explore more and see if we can find it on accident.
But you already found it. It's right there in the wall.
Well, what it's showing us.
Oh, you mean what it's supposed to show you?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I meant. That thing. Let's go through the east door.
Let's do it.
Yeah. All right.
This room feels played out.
So in my exploring, did I happen to find anything I could use as a makeshift lance or weapon of any sort?
Oh, like an arm leg?
There's wood chairs, legs. You could break something up and make a club.
I've got this kukri. Do you want that?
You have a kukri? Yes.
It uses a dagger proficiency. I don't think it's considered too exotic.
It's better than nothing. I guess you want to know what? I'll also see if I can find myself a handful of nice slinging stones. Use what I got.
Stones.
Hmm.
Well, I guess you could chip away at mortar and make yourself chips and, you know what I mean?
A way to make fire? Flint and steel?
Don't think that's kind of the gear that you would take to an event. So unless you want to bang your sword on something metal, like you want to make a spark of metal, but you know.
Favol, can you cast like a fire spark kind of a spell? The only reason I'm asking is if we have this brandy, maybe we can make impromptu kind of Molotov cocktails.
And then you give them the Winston. Ha!
No, I was just like, hey, throw the Molotov. You're like, where'd it go? Oh, yeah, I drank it.
So I do have prestidigitation, but I don't actually know if I could use that to create a spark.
No.
I didn't think so.
It's oh, awesome. Simple trick.
Yeah.
All right. It was
That's worth a hero point. You guys spend an hour of game time, you know, making Molotovs and doing the whole conveyor belt montage scene. Well, and then Bartholomew, like, drinks them. That's awesome. Sorry.
What kind of craft alchemy check to make Molotov cocktails?
Yeah, you've got craft alchemy, sure, and you have booze. You guys only had like a glass of it. And there's other glasses and empty bottles and stuff around here, sure. Not hard. Not hard at all.
Alright, perfect.
I wouldn't give that any harder than a 15. Let's have it. I'm assuming that, you know, that your betters allow you to take all their booze and pour it into, like, you know, little vials and then make it, you know, just for enough for a D6.
I got a 10.
Okay.
Well, we had a good run.
they poured it directly into his mouth.
I'll hold that for you.
You're something like, you've got the booze, but you don't have the proper wick rag or, you know.
Yeah. Type, you know, I'm less focused on explosives, more on poisons. Yeah.
No, you have a bottle. You have made something, and it will flambe. It just really won't do that classic alchemy damage with a 10. It'll probably function, just not very well. Yeah. Right?
All right.
About
that East door.
A Hadouken?
I believe a Hadouken is in order, sir.
It's a double door, so a double Hadouken.
All right. You give it your best heave and your best hoe.
Second best hoe.
A heave hoe. Because we're just jumping right into just not having a...
Move on down the hallway?
Shimmy, 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 shimmy.
Somebody mark the stuff that we found on an inventory sheet or something.
We have a party to the inventory list.
Yeah, you have notes and...
Sweet. So, I can't edit that.
What's that?
Where's the party inventory? Aha. Oh. Yeah, I guess you can probably drag this stuff into it. Would be my guess. Or no.
Oh, yeah, there's like... was it like... parcels, right? So if I want to say Crownfall and go to B1 treasure, there's an inelegant, you know, brass key, and I can take it to your party sheet here, and I can go to inventory, and I can go, there you go, boys, boink.
Hooray!
Sweet. Cool. Okay.
Nice.
And whiskey.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Good whiskey. Yeah. Should be prefaced.
Funny though, they don't actually list don't list the wand and stuff that you guys
spoon and wand.
Yeah, the wand and the spoon. Unless I buggered something up.
Were they together?
They were in a drawer in the bar.
They were in a drawer in the bar, a wand and a spoon. And,
here we go.
We played with the spoon. Have we played with the spoon yet?
Yes. We put it in a bowl.
And it makes sustainable spoon magic, which Frank was looking up. Also, did you want to look at this wand, Fafal? Well, because you only did one untrained arc. Oh, Arcana untrained.
Well, I'm a bard.
Yeah.
So all knowledge.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Actually,
all right. Fafal is the only one who has a chance with this wand outside of us. It's a poking stick.
Okay.
I am not sure if my archetype gives me access.
We might got a new poking stick, boys. Hey, you wanted a lance, didn't you, Matt?
Tiny, tiny lance.
You got problems? I've got solutions.
Tiny, tiny lance.
Book. Book.
Wanted a fireball.
Oh, okay. I actually lose bardic knowledge, so no, I cannot make those checks.
We have a spoon and we have a small lance.
Now, anything that has like a DC of 10, you can do, but unfortunately, like a legit magical item, I'm thinking...
Take it with us, maybe someone in our travels will be able to tell us what it is.
Worst case scenario, you snap it over your knee.
No.
My guess, though, being a connoisseur of food...
You can also just try to use UMD and then just force magic out of it. If it's a spell that's on its list, he can then use it, whatever.
Okay.
Cool.
There you go.
Check out the awesome mini that I got from shout out to our sponsor, Devon Knight, Devon Knight Minis, of a halfling knight on a wolf. I kid you not. I love this mini. How awesome is
that? It's amazing.
Oh, yeah, nice.
That's wonderful.
Not good?
Yeah. And yes. You get a fireball. And you get a fireball.
Only there's no lance. Sorry.
No lance.
No lance for you. Beow. All right, so hallway, gentlemen, is revealed to the east.
That's a pretty dope half-orc figurine.
Thank you.
Devon Knight. Yeah. All right, line it up.
We kick in door, and then we move along in.
Yeah, I don't see any reason not to. I mean, we haven't met much resistance here yet, so there's no reason to think we will.
That whiskey was...
Is the door open? Like, is it locked?
Oh, you guys can force doors open without much trouble.
Forcing the door open.
A 10-foot wide, 25-foot long hallway and a second door leads us to another heavy door. Whilst opened, yes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Opening the next door, we see what appears to be a bedchamber. Heavy wooden bookshelves line the walls of this opulent bedchamber. A posh chair sits in the northwestern corner alongside a small circular table. A massive bed and an adjoining table rest along the eastern side of the room, across from where you entered. An open bathroom fits into the southwest with a bathtub matching the room's opulence, but adding an ignoble odor. Doors exit to the west where you came in and to the south. What do you do?
I think we're all going to bust on in, right?
Yep. Yep. Move in. Step in. Step.
Stupid-a-do. Move in. Go jump on the bed.
Whee!
Heavenly Rest. the mattress company. All right.
Yeah, move in. I'll take this corner over here and start searching extensively.
All right. In the corner, an ornate gold key lies on top of the circular table next to the sofa chair. Sorry, where Fafal actually is. You guys all walk right past it.
All right.
I'll pick it up. Hold it.
Appraise.
Whoa, I found another key.
This is quite nice. It's ornate, solid gold. Good weight.
It's actually... It'll be quite expensive.
Hmm. Yep. Yep, yep.
Hmm. Here, my lord. You should take it. Before the worst half of me is tempted.
All right, I'll take that key. Give it a quick cursory look over. Is there any marks on it? Any kind of indications what it might be used for?
No, it is very expensive. Yeah, you want to praise?
Sure. Let me knock the dust off my sheet here. Skills. 4.
No, nothing jumps out at you. Right. And it's gold, but the market today and inflation and yada, yada, yada. You just don't know.
It's of indeterminate value the way the market's
flipping.
18.
That's a 100 gold piece key. It's worth more than the booze.
What?
Some people know booze. Some people know keys.
I relay that information to the rest of the party.
Okay.
In character, if you please. Lied.
I get it. Rich family. He's used to keys like that.
Winston came.
I turn and look to Fafal, clapping him on the back. Good job surrendering that. I know it must have cut you deeply. And move on.
Not as deeply as betraying you would, my liege.
I pause for a moment.
Would you guys like get a room? Oh, wait, you're in one. Okay.
Yep. And then give this room a solid 20, since that's what we can do now.
The bedroom? Yep. The bedroom gets a solid 20. And we find a dozen or so books that have not decayed over the years.
Okay.
It is... Sorry. Time for my War for the Crown dice.
What? It holds up nothing.
What's the color's green?
Oh, sorry. 3. It is Mr. O'Donnell Dagen that finds...
A lance.
No. You find a book, and then in it, in the back, you know how they do those fake Bibles and they put their gun and stuff in there, and they always like shape it like the gun, or like they shape it like the dagger, right?
Yeah, yeah.
They've cut a curved piece of rectangular glass
into a book.
Okay. Wait a minute. Kind of intelligence check there, don't they?
Oh, you can, but we might all know what's going to happen with that.
You'll roll a 20.
Oh, I like your optimism, sir, but I cannot promise this thing.
Hey, man, I rolled an 18 on a raw appraise check, so.
Ooh, that's a 16.
Bam! Turning the glass over in your fingers, the glass itself feels remarkably like the crystal that you were face pressed against.
Oh, it's like the 3D glasses. Ooh. Or if you watch The Magicians.
Magical such, lens. Such a great show, The Magicians. It's Harry Potter for adults. Like, no, seriously, adult.
Like, the subject matter of the show is epically adult. Juvenilely adult, but still epically adult.
The genie makes the boyfriend do. Anyway, moving on.
I think this might have something to correspond with the glass I found in the previous bar room.
Allow me to look at it.
Investigate further. I do. Whoop. And I go back to the bar room.
Okay, so he's off. You guys continue to search the room. Anybody interested in the smelly bathroom?
Well, yeah.
Eventually.
Okay.
Who doesn't need a smelly bathroom after a hard afternoon of drinking?
Frank, you're a door guy. You notice that this door is not double. It's single, and it's locked.
This door right here to the south?
Yep.
I will try the golden key.
It opens the door.
Just think about that. Every time he need to go to this bathroom, you need to use a 100 gold piece key.
Oh, no, it's not the bathroom door. It's the door, the exit.
Oh. Whenever someone has used the bathroom and you need to escape.
yeah, Crystal Boy. You're not there. Winston.
Yes. Do I find anything else in this fancy bedroom?
A stinky bathroom.
All right, I'm going for it.
All right. Obviously, the high-end knights aren't, like, one of you lesser knights or, you know, manservants have to search. Technically, a separate room. That's why I didn't give it to Frank.
Perhaps you bastard.
Give her what you wish for. Can I have a perception to check you?
I'll take 20.
Oh, you bastard. All right.
Path 101 rules.
Fafal, more light.
Finding something like the book beside your 20 check, and this is where I get to enforce the per square, okay? Without any idea of coming across this book and opening it, okay? You guys have spent, like Bartholomew will have to spend hours to find that crystal piece, for starters. So you guys have had more than enough time to, like, lick everywhere else. That's the good news. Okay?
I'm not licking the bathroom. I will search it thoroughly.
Two hours to find the book. But anyway. In the bathroom, you notice a scroll case hanging from the railing in this ornate bathtub.
Spank bank. Okay.
Are you implying the nobles, like, rolled up a scroll of porn and put in a scroll case and hung it off the bathtub for future use?
Yes. Maybe. That's exactly what I'm implying. So I'll open it up.
Okay.
What's inside?
This bronze and pitted case opens to reveal a tattered, there's paper inside. You open it up and it's a note. Well, maybe it's, you know, like Beehive classic books. Nope. It says, in Taldean Common, fourth bed from the north, comforter, backup key.
Right. Makes sense.
Anything else?
Nope. And the bathtub, the plumbing is so old, like, you get that, like, swamp gas smell coming up through the ancient plumbing.
Drop a deuce. And take the scroll case with me, because you never know, I might want to put something in it.
All right. You use the privy?
Yeah.
All right.
You summon the genie. Jeff just took a note.
Oh, I'm not flushing. I'm not going to chance that. Bad plumbing and all. Just close the door behind me.
Don't go in there.
Okay.
Before we'll just look at you with a raised eyebrow.
Why? Why?
War never changes.
Heading back to the crystal, Bartholomew.
Yes.
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 Feels the same. Your brain tells you that the smooth curved glass
is perfect.
Muscle memory. Yeah, it kind of felt like the crystal. Very similar.
Can I look at the crystal through the shard?
Sure.
Nothing changes?
No.
Can I try to rub the shard on the crystal?
Yep.
And?
It catches on something. Oh. You didn't notice it before, but there's an indent, very, very subtle indentation in one corner of the crystal. The bottom almost looked like maybe you thought possibly part of a mounting bracket or whatever, and the crystal fits in it.
All right. Good. Click.
Now, the crystal made whole, the dark, black, opaque crystal springs into life into a black, swirling mass that reveals nothing at this time.
Ah! Magic. Well, that's progress, even if we don't recognize it as such.
We have no idea what we're doing.
Sylph. Fafal.
Yes.
You do note, with your, keen senses, every door has one of those metal panels inside the room. And only one.
Interesting. Only one in each room?
Yeah, like there isn't one. Each room so far has two doors, right?
Yeah.
But there's only a metal panel next to one of them.
Odd.
And it's always
whatever
been...
happened after I hit the first panel.
Down in the quarters or up here? Down in the quarters? Let's see here. Sorry, let's double check what room this is. This is the servant's quarters.
Explodes.
As far as you could tell, nothing.
Okay. I am going to hit this one.
Okay. Bartholomew, you have been operating with no light because you left the two light sources. Okay. Yes. The ceiling, panels in the ceiling suddenly glow and the room washes by itself with a soft light, but not necessarily in conjunction with you playing with the crystal. So it just suddenly happens. Wow. Could be a clever. Okay.
All right.
And then it blinks.
I rubbed the crystal.
Rub the crystal. Nothing happens.
Ah.
More swirling. Fafal.
Yes.
You're playing with the panel. Nothing appears to happen to you.
Okay. Then I will continue on behind Lord Samish.
Okay.
So as I noticed Fafal kind of fiddling with these panels, mm-hmm. was there one on every room that we've gone through?
Yes.
Fafal, go back and hit all of them. See what happens.
As you wish. And I will go back.
He disappears for a moment, and Samish, suddenly the panels in the ceiling glow and you're washed with light.
I'll call as soon as that happens. I'll say, Fafal, stop. Okay. Whatever you've done has turned the lights on in this room.
You literally just passed your hand and kind of, touched the panel with Bartholomew, who's buffing and on the, in the cabin.
Yep. Heavy breathing.
You also
sorry,
go ahead.
So the room that we're in, the light is on.
The room that Bartholomew is in. Well, Bartholomew and I are in.
So the bar room is on.
Yes.
Is the bedroom to the south on as well now?
Fafal will lean down the hallway and look. Is the light in the servants' quarters on?
No.
Well, then there's got to be more rooms. And I'll move through this open door. Down to the end of the hallway to where this other door is.
Yes.
So at least we don't have to worry about darkness being an issue anymore.
That's true.
Is there a panel in the hallway?
Nope.
Okay.
No, there is not.
That would be too convenient.
Hmm.
Fall is going to start moving back.
Likewise.
Winston, one more thing.
Yes.
You use Barkley in every game to assist you in everything, especially like, what do you make of this boy? What do you make of this?
Right? Oh, he'd be sniffing around.
Every time he crosses the middle of that room, he stops and kind of does like a circle.
The middle of the bedroom?
Yep.
Bedroom?
Right where Bartholomew's standing right now.
He stops.
He just kind of stops and looks around and sniffs and then keeps, and then you're like, come on, boy, you know, this, we're going to look over here. And you're like, okay. He doesn't do the nose to the ground thing, like, or does any pointing or whatever, but every time he crosses the middle of the room, he just kind of stops, like something got his attention. You know, like something gives him pause, as it were. Get it?
Okay. That's a good joke. That was a good one, actually. Quite good. I like that.
Thank you.
Fine. It was decent.
All right.
Did we lose Jay?
I will sense Barkley's motive.
Jay's dead.
Oh, okay.
All right. So once we're done,
somebody's flicking my feed here. The cameras are going crazy. Jay, come back. Did we lose him? Yeah. Okay. That's good. Don't keep flicking. Sorry, you're saying?
So yeah, I'll, you know, cause we're all taking a ton of time to do this. I'll stop at when we're done searching the room and see if I can notice anything out of the ordinary.
Okay. An actual brass framed slot, like some of the locked boxes, toy prize vending and food machines, sort of like the when the Carnival comes to Tal'Dorei.
Okay,
like a coin slot. Yeah, in the floor.
Interesting. And you said it's brass lined.
Well, it's like instead of just a hole in the floor,
it's got a little.
There's like you plate. Know, yeah, very very small.
So I'll call over to
and centered
Lord,
at the end
Lord
of the
sandwich.
Centered at the end of the bed, kind of you know, like so.
That's,
it doesn't like
that's make, Earl.
Earl, yes.
My liege, what do you make of this?
And I'll indicate.
Okay.
Okay.
Good boy. Thanks for pointing that out, Barkley.
So it's a brass-lined slot in the floor that looks like it may or may not be coin-sized.
Yes, gentlemen. What families do you belong to?
The only one that matters, apparently.
I belong to Mother Nature.
That's true. No association. I believe Lord Samish Gilder Varth of Blackwater has attached his character through the Player's Handbook with some association to the Stavian family.
Yep. And to the ruling family of Tal'Dorei, yet right. I am so far removed that it's inconsequential.
You know what? Earlier today, while playing Age of Ashes, I was gloating over killing Rob. I completely forgot that I killed both Clinton and Aiden at a 2-for-1 sale and wiped out his Scald. And the Scald, as well as our samurai, are attached to the Vinmark family. That's anybody funny. Else?
I honestly forgot about that. That was a while ago.
I left your ghostly butt mournfully looking on the Temple of Aridin with my half-crazed former half-elven cleric that I used to play under Clinton in Clinton's Core Classics, which you're still running in that podcast.
Yep.
And my guy made it to Tal'Dorei, and now he's doing penance in the Dead God Aridins, and, you know, you guys remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He actually went up to Samish and said, you know, your friend does not want to be buried here. He wants to be burnt on a boat. And you're like, nonsense.
Yes.
Hey, I see a spirit in your body. I just assume it's the right spirit, but maybe not. We never came back to that. Well, right place, right time for more exposition on that. But anyway, more on the floor.
So coin slot, does it... Well, everything seems to lead us somewhere. So I'm going to assume that this is something, a particular item, and not just a generic, look, I have a coin in my pocket. So before I go dropping things down a coin slot, let's see if we can find something specific or that looks like it stands out.
Okay.
So there's one more room I believe we haven't checked. So let's put a note here.
My apologies, gentlemen. I am not above apologizing and admitting when I am wrong. And I am wrong. Okay. Where Winston is standing, where, thank you. Where Winston is standing, okay, the slot is not in the floor, but on the wall next to him on the corner of the bathroom.
Okay.
And it's not next to the door, like if this is a pay to play and go privy, give us a quarter, it's there. But you wouldn't have noticed it up on the wall if our doggy hadn't stopped again on this section of the floor and like literally had the halfling nose to nose with, you know, coin height on the wall going, hey, what's this boy? So sorry, technically the niche coin, the coin niche is on the wall near the center of the where I keep pausing with my paws. Sorry.
I gotta love cheesy dad dog jokes.
And Befall, do you have Befall, can you detect magic?
No, I cannot. It's not my forte as of yet.
All right. So I still say we move south, explore what appears to be the last room, if my hand-drawn map serves correct. And perhaps we'll find something in there that triggers said coin slot.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll move down.
Head on?
Into the darkness.
Mm-hmm.
With full power behind him.
Key opens door to another room.
Ooh, storage.
Stacked wooden crates cover the southern wall, and more crates occupy the northwestern corner. Wooden shelves fill much of the eastern half of this room, each tier filled with dust-coated bottles, crockery, and glass jars. What do we do?
We're going to search the shit out of this one.
Yeah, we are.
20.
Are the lights on or off in here?
Is there a panel?
Does it matter?
No, that's a good question. The lights in here are on.
Ooh, okay.
And what is your perception bonuses, gentlemen?
I have plus 6.
Okay.
Plus 1.
So 21 to 26?
2.
Okay.
Oh, plus 2. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Okay. If a DC is 20 or under, I just give it to you because it doesn't matter who found it, who took what where. But when the DC is over 20, it really depends on who's what wearing. If you guys are constantly crossing over your paths and going, well, I have this corner of the room. Well, I have that corner of the room. Right?
Plus 5.
Mm-hmm. I could see this biting me in the ass. People might go, oh, why are you telling them that? Like, just let them miss something. Like, well, think about it. Up until now, they've been searching and we've been searching everywhere. And Frank got tripped up by the fact that the bathroom is a separate room that he searched from the room that he searched. I don't want this bite me ass in later. And we have 5 more books to go through. So when everyone just kind of searches, your lowest DC, which would be 21 because of Frank, Gildervar
Sandwich. I leave the room.
No. I'm just saying. We just toss Barkley.
Fall also leaves the room.
Actually, I will aid.
Yeah. Oh, now we're thinking.
Bartholomew.
Yeah.
And I will aid Winston.
So that puts us to 27 and 28, respectively.
Man, not bad. All right.
Good thinking, guys.
I grant a plus 3 on my aids instead of the normal. That
puts us 28 and a 28, then.
28. There you go. We just upped our average, sir.
A routine check of this chamber reveals changes of clothes, condiments, pickled vegetables, preserved delicacies, salted meats, and a well-stocked toolkit.
Ooh, nice.
Like chisels, hammers.
A basic toolkit. So, yeah. A hammer, a mallet, some chisels, you know.
We're going to Shawshank our way out of
those,
here.
One of those screwdrivers.
You know how we were saying the Minecraft? Tink, 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 tink.
No.
All right, just so, became reality.
A drill, which is the hand crank. You know, you hold the end and the U-shaped metal spins around and you actually drill a hole by cranking the shaft kind of thing. Those kinds of things.
I like Frank's analogy because that means that somebody...
I've done that a time or two in my day.
Oh, yeah, the actual one. But Frank's analogy means that one of us or all of us are crawling through poop.
Okay.
Well, I assume we're all neck deep in shit at this point.
The stacked boxes in the south take a good 30 minutes for any one creature to go through and rearrange to make something less hectic because it's just all kinds of crap. You guys start tearing everything down and looking through everything, like I said. As we are digging in things,
mm-hmm.
I would have to say the closest thing we have to an artist is Fafal. The faded painting patterns on the walls actually reveal a fresco painted on the southern wall.
Nice.
How's it revealed?
A very large painting of an interesting scene.
Fascinating.
Shall we have a history check, gentlemen?
Yeah, one of us has a history check.
Anyone? Anyone?
Yeah, let me knock the dust off of that.
I have local.
Knowledge history.
As again, one of us has this check.
I got a 12. I literally took a 10.
That is definitely a general. You can tell by his garb. And this is definitely a general who is probably a hero for one of the armies of exploration. If you had to guess, since you guessed a whole bunch of notable people in the other room about the 4th Army, that this is part of the 4th Army of Exploration, where they are battling the dwarves of the Five King Mountains. There is a brass plate at the bottom that identifies the fresco as Noble Galatian Merimaxus, hero of the 4th Army of Exploration, champion of Tal'Dorei.
Okay.
What do we do?
Continue searching the room.
Fall is going to sit on a box and admire the painting for a short bit and then continue searching the room. Or assisting Winston in searching the room.
Okay.
I need his help to get things off the high shelves.
Mm. What was your perception plus there, Fall?
2.
2? Okay.
2.
It's pretty.
Dose.
It's faded. It's pretty. It's compelling.
It is. And it's very pretty.
And it's in a storeroom.
So it's on the southern wall?
Yep.
Behind all the boxes. Behind the crates?
Yep.
Okay. Well, as we're searching the crates, Fafal and I, we'll organize them in the corner where there is not a painting at the back, where the north west corner.
There's your 30 minutes as mentioned, right? Dig. Oh, let's have a good look at this, right?
And we'll move them out of the way of the mural.
Okay.
So that you can see the entire thing. And then after we're done searching, we'll watch it like a TV.
I'm going to remember you said that because you are so close and so far all at the same time. Oh, that's funny. So as we literally watch paint dry, nothing happens. What do you guys want to do?
So we've searched the room, right, and basically milked everything out of the room. We don't find any coins, nothing beyond the odd pickled this or that.
Oh, well,
and just there's painting, right?
All kinds of shit in here. Sweet. There is masterwork artisan tools.
What?
Masterwork artisan tools, as in the kit. You find masterwork studded leather, a masterwork rapier, a masterwork dart, a longsword, a halberd, and a dagger. Too big for you, short blanks. Sorry.
Cut her down.
Even if you cut the half.
Cough, a fall will take the leather and the rapier.
I have no armor either, but I can move faster than you, so...
Yeah, well, it's less of that. It's more of an upgrade because I have regular leather armor right now, so masterwork would be better.
Mm.
Take the masterwork. I'll take your hand-me-downs.
Yeah. Well, actually, would it fit on you?
Sure. I'm only 100 pounds.
Jay, are you still
That's
there?
That's actually fair.
I'm still here.
All right. We have to get back to you because in the same time frame and timeline, we skipped you because we were doing Echoes of Honor, which happened earlier in the day. You're running around a timeline equivalent to what these guys are doing right now and have spent several hours. You navigated traffic. You tried to track down Lion's Blades. You went to the Sovereign Court Society, whatever. You lost your Vinmark bodyguard escort, and you were very suspicious. What was the last thing you were doing afield afoot? Were you headed for where you thought Big Daddy Vinmark was, the mayor's office, where you headed for you think the society was? You had made contact and had a short conversation via the pins with your comrades who have said they have been whisked away to some sort of prison underground facility or something. I have no idea where they are. And then they had a conversation about your loyalty bond, your back, but you don't know about that. And then you said, I'll get back to you. Where did you end up going?
I was going to the either the Lion's Blades or as close to the Lion's Blades as I could get. So either the Lion's Blades or the Society.
The Lion's Blades, do you have knowledge local?
I do.
Okay. Any reason your camera's not up? You having trouble?
Yes, it must have glitched out.
Okay.
Knowledge local? 19.
There's rumors that they're one of the academies in town doubles as like their headquarters, but it's just a whisper on the street. You're not sure which academy and if it's true.
Mm.
But it's more than just a whisper, so you strongly suspect.
Okay. I would then probably, assuming that it's that the academy is close, or like one there is an academy that is currently close to my position, I'd go there. If not, I'd go to the nearest Pathfinder Society.
Okay. Knowledge local again.
20.
Fafal has a contact with the society. Lady Lady Gloriana. Marilla. Thank you. Lady Marilla. Skipping the first name. Lady Marilla. you weren't formally introduced, but you know who she is. Fafal talked about her and where you could find her. And something about a bait and tackle shop. And the venture captain of the society. Can't quite remember his name, but...
That would be where I would go.
Okay. Now, by the time you get there, the Pathfinders that were attacked, unknown to you, at a certain villa, could be dead, could be trounced on their way, but I think enough time has gone by, because they did it all during the day and in the morning, that if they are alive and even came back here... they would have been sent to the next part of their mission. If they died, they never returned. Either way, I don't think Captain, the venture captain is, I think he's sort of like holding down the fort. You know what I mean? I don't think he's gone off to do anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what would you, you know, what would you do? What was your request of him? How would you identify yourself?
My name is, Leon Vinmark. I am a member of the Vinmark family, adopted in, as you can probably tell. I believe the king, I believe the gala is under attack. I have been contacted by my companions that were there, that there is some kind of violent occurrence occurring there.
Okay. He assures you that one of your own name, Bajarl Trolltooth, the guy that actually plucked you from the gala, knows about it, warned him, and don't worry, we have agents in play. So you get assurances, oh, we know, and don't worry, we're taking care about it. That's the good news. What's really confusing is the guy that actually removed you from the gala is this guy's contact and the guy that's, you know, told the society there's going to be a slaughter, go get your agents to do something. That's the concerning part. The guy that removed you from the room supposedly knew the slaughter was coming and is a Vinmark. What would you do? Someone in your family knew.
So why would Vinmarks?
Your Vinmark family act as the elite bodyguard to Stavian. You witness Stavian going mad, killing the young man who was supposed to be exalted and elevated
to
nobility.
Did I witness that?
Yeah, you were in the room, weren't you?
No, I thought I was taken out of the room.
Oh, sorry,
that
you were. Sorry, right. Sorry. When you contacted your comrades, they said, sorry, they told you that Stavian had gone mad. Bartholomew said Stavian had gone mad and the Senate is being slaughtered. And they were magically whisked away after bravely fighting off 10. No, 20. No, saving. Yeah, well, we're out. Hard to believe. So, but now.
Yeah, so apparently. Okay, knowing that apparently the Vinmarks. Like the all of them were fully aware of what was going on, I would probably start heading back to the castle in hopes that I can get back in and find
okay,
not the head of the Vinmarks, but the person that I would normally reply okay. to, which would be, or at the very least, like what's going on with the actual family itself. So like
the
people,
first,
members of the,
yep, the first exit, because there are several, right?
Mm-hmm.
That you approach has armed guards and there's people in front of them, you know, like servants, nobles, people that went for a stroll. You know what I mean? That kind of thing.
Yep.
The doors are barred and they will not let anyone in. And you, as you approach, you hear people going, I have to get inside. You know, my flan will fall in the oven. I work. I'm a kitchen staff. Look, I have ID, sir. You got to let me in. They're like, no. You have a noble. Do you know who I am? You know, I just went for a walk on the parapet with my hairdresser. No, honey, don't touch me. You know, blah, blah, blah. And like every type of person is trying to get back in the building. And these mean looking dudes won't have any of it and don't succumb to any threat, any bribe. And being a foreigner yourself, you notice that they don't look so foreign, but your common Taldorian traits, the paler skin, the blonder hair, are not on these guards' faces. They look pretty generic with dark hair and, you know, dusky skin that could be from anywhere. I mean, this place is a hubnob of foreign affairs, people in and out, and it's Exaltation Week. And being part of the Vinmark family, you do know for a fact that the Vinmarks or Stavian was so crazed about security that the Earl, some guy that popped in and ingratiated himself that your buddy Bartholomew has a hard on for, because he's friends with Maximilar, was in charge of security and brought in all kinds of, like, out-of-town private, you know, help and that kind of thing, foreigners and such. Weird, but not really, you know, not really eyebrow-raising. Just kind of like, oh, they think the event's going to be really big, it's going to be really special, they don't think our guys can handle it, you know, and there was rumored there was all kinds of guys brought in. It's not like they were roaming the streets like some kind of private militia. There was just a whole bunch of mercenaries in the bars and that type of thing in the last couple of weeks. A lot of foreign coin getting tossed around, proving they were here, and now you think you see them staunchly guarding the door. Four guards per door as opposed to two, and they are not letting anybody in. And you don't see any other guards, you know, like no Taldian flax are doing whatever they're supposed to be doing just this event, no Taldian horsemen doing whatever they're supposed to be doing this event. You know what I mean?
Okay.
You go to another entrance or exit, exact same thing.
Okay. In that case, it doesn't look like anyone, like the people that look like they're trying to get in are like pissed off nobles that got locked out of the party and like servants, right? There's no like, it doesn't look like the word got back from like people that would come in to actually fight the problem.
Oh, no. Now, can I have intelligence check, sir?
Intelligence, yep.
Or knowledge, even knowledge local?
I can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Oops. No, it's local. 21.
You were the one member that pulled a favor and had your bow smuggled in.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember where it was?
Yes.
It was in the petting zoo.
Mm-hmm.
The petting zoo that has an open rail that you could literally climb up into the garden and just get into the thing. I mean, you may have to sneak past guards, but it's like 30 feet of railing. You'd need 20 guys shoulder to shoulder to keep people out. It's just an inconvenient, like, it's kind of on a hill. There's like a steep slope and a bunch of hedges. You know what I mean? Noble people and staff went like, well, I'm gonna like jump the fence, roll in the grass, get over this hedge and get in and a leg up and be met. No, they'll just argue at the lesser guards at the door, which they are doing. But you do know a way technically to enter the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
And you're both right there.
Then yeah, that's I guess what I'm gonna do. See if I can find an area where I can't be like directly observed by the guards that are blocking the doors.
Well, if we pull up the actual Senate map, which I will do now, the grounds around, we never really, you know, was it Winston who got kicked out for like 5 minutes and actually like bribed their way back in?
Yeah, that was Winston.
Yeah, it was totally me.
Okay, so you guys seeing this, right?
Yep.
Okay. In the dead center, there's a garden. Those walls in the north and south are just a rail. The princess stood on top of one. Okay? A mere 10 feet off the ground from the outside and completely wide open. Now, there are doors very close, and there are guards very close on both sides on the west side of that garden. And there are people lined up at that door. But since the guards' attention are on people, you know what I mean? There is that proverbial swing around, keep low, blah, 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 some stealth checks needed, but... And hopefully no one spots you. So it really is a classic stealth versus perception going, hey, he's climbing that wall, you know, that kind of thing. But you could technically, like I said, physically enter the building by scaling that garden wall. And it would literally put you right close to your bow as well. On ground level.
I mean, another option Since this endeavor, I've been kind of riding my horse for it. Could mm-hmm. I just kind of like ride up with my horse, stand up, and then just pull myself over the rail?
Sure. Making stealth very, very, very penalized, but knock yourself out.
I mean, I wouldn't necessarily need to be stealth. I'm at this point aware that something bad is going on in there.
Yeah. Well, it depends if you want to go in unseen or unchased.
Hmm. That's fair. Okay, in that case, I'm going to...
You want to slip in there with your horse? Or are you just going to use the horse as a ladder?
In that case, I'm going to kind of, like, sneak up to the people that are in the line and look for, like, the most pissed off nobles I can find.
Mikagi, stealth mode. Dun, 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 dun. No?
I get off the horse for now. I set him at the corner.
Okay. Tie him to a tree.
Yeah, again, looking for the most pissed off nobles I can find.
Yeah. Watch them at any
And then kind of just imply to them, are those even the real guards for the palace? Do they have any right to stop any of us? Just trying to cause even more of a commotion.
Sure. Yeah, you get somebody riled up. Kind of a bluff or diplomacy. Trying to get into their head, you know.
Sure, diplomacy.
Yeah. They have no right, blah, 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 type of thing. Anyway, yeah. You get them riled. And they, you know, they come at the guards with this, you know, who do you think you are? And you're not even, you know, Tal'Darian guards or soldiers or whatever, but they explain and know, you know, they do have a leg to stand on. They explain to the pissy nobles, though you are getting your commotion because they're all freshly riled up, but they're like, hey, we have, you know, they show them ID, blah, blah, blah. You know, we're here on Stavian's orders, you know.
Which will definitely keep them busy.
Yep. You got a fresh wave of them trying again. Sure.
Okay. So yeah, I will go do that, and then now that they're busy, I guess I will now start trying to get up there. Can I bring my horse over, like, when I tied him up, I wanted to tie him up, like, on the corner so that I could then just kind of, like, jump up off of him and then pull myself up. So it's not obvious that I'm using him to, like, walk up to the wall and jump, but, like, he's closer there so I can use him as a stool.
So you ride your horse around the side as if politely parking him, jump off, address the back of the crowd, get them going, and scoot back to your horse just out of eye view of the guard. Well, they're kind of standing out in a fan pattern. So, like, you know, you jump up on your horse, they kind of see you're going to ride off or ride over or whatever. But using them as a distraction.
I figured they're going to probably see me either trying to climb the wall or something like that either way. If I had the horse, it makes it faster.
Yeah,
I can get up on the horse and then jump, then pull myself
up.
The
distraction might buy you that time where they're not just like, hey, what are you doing with that horse? Okay, I see.
Yeah.
Okay. Your distraction, I can say, easily buys you the time you need to get in position.
Okay.
Now it's just a matter of, you know, some quick athletics checks or climbing checks to scale over versus their, you know, perception of like, do they happen? Like, what's he doing? You know, that kind of thing.
Okay. So you want acrobatics or climb?
You tell me what you want to do. You want to do a vault flip and stick to landing, or you just want to grab the wall and start climbing with the horsey up as a leg up?
I guess I'm thinking of kind of a climbing thing, I guess.
Sure. Knock yourself out.
Yeah, so I'd get myself up onto the horse and then pull myself up the wall from there.
Yep.
So raw 20 roll for climb. That would be a 9.
Damn, this alabaster smooth Tal'Darian marble. You know, just like, hey. Nakagi's like up on the tippy toes of his hooves. That's the best I can do for you.
Okay, how about a high jump or standing high jump?
Sure. You're just trying to catch an edge, right?
Yeah.
All right. Even worse. You like go
even worse.
Straight up.
7.
All right. You come down. Can I have a balance or acrobatic check so you to like, you know, stay on the horse that like just kind of like falling off? The horse just moves.
Yep.
Yeah.
Or not. Okay.
You fall. You catch the edge of a horse and it just kind of startles him where he just kind of shifts a bit. It's not enough that he runs off or freaks, but he just kind of moves a bit where you slide off, hit the ground, and kind of like roll to catch yourself. That's definitely going to possibly draw attention. Oh, dude, you were so lucky. I'm rolling worse than you. Don't look at him. Look at me. I said you're not a citizen of this country. Blah, 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 you know. Right.
Okay.
They just look
Let's
over
try
and see
one
you
more
fall
time.
Off. They see you in time to fall off your horse. That's it. Like, you're literally passing the saddle level. So they think you fell from horse height, not from wall height. And they look over. You're like rolling around the ground. Look
okay.
at me. I'm not on a horse.
Look at me. I was on a horse.
I was on a horse.
Okay. Let's try one more time.
One more for the win.
Mm-hmm.
Last try. 16.
19.
A leg up. Vaults the wall. Look left, look right. The whole place is strangely quiet. Well, with the Senate in play, they would have packed everybody into the circular room. This goes to your advantage. But you do spy from your position once you get up onto this wall and like look mm-hmm. straight past the Emperor's Galley. Those four massive doors, you can see one of them. Barred. Mm-hmm. Barred shut from the outside, like they're locking them in and heavily guarded. Luckily, if you stay low and make a couple stealth checks, you can shimmy across the open walkway and hopefully your bow is still there. And we will find out next time on Dice Before Dishonor. Say goodnight, Wakage. He's a horse who doesn't talk.
Or don't.
Or don't. He's a horse who doesn't talk.